Well, I would appreciate your support and prayer this morning. I've been carrying this for weeks, and this morning the Lord woke me up early when I thought I needed sleep and began to talk to me. So I need his help. I'm going to tell you now and admit to you that I need this, and this is why the Lord's been dealing with me on it. You know, this morning I wrote on the board, "Come unto me, I will give you rest." The scripture says, this is Matthew 11 and 28, it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know, there's loads in life that we can carry. There's anxieties that we can have. There's things that come to us in life that are just heavy sometimes, aren't they? Yes. But I want to tell you some good news this morning, folks. The Lord wants us to come to Him and put them on Him. He said to do that, and He said several things here. He said, "Take my yoke upon you." I want to talk about some of these things as we go. He said, "Come unto me." We read that. "All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." There's some things for us to do here. He says, "Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart. Ye shall find rest unto your souls." I want us to think tonight a little bit about what a yoke is this morning. I'm sorry. You know what a yoke is, most of us. And I wanted my wife, but I didn't have time because she's an artist, and to take foam or something and make a little yoke. And you know, a yoke is a big old two pieces of wood or so, whatever it's made out of, and it's got these little rounded places on two sides or more. And on one side, they yoke up an oxen or something. On the other side, they yoke one up. And you know, a lot of times this is used for training. Somebody told me a while back that they'd take a donkey or a mule sometimes and put him in one side and put a cow in the other side that didn't want to cooperate, or an ox or something, and he'd just take him where he wanted him to go. And he got broke to the yoke. And you know, the Lord is in one side of that yoke this morning. And he says here, if you'll yoke with me, because he's not going to take you like people take animals and force them into the yoke. He said, if you'll come to me, and if you'll let me put my yoke on you, I'll give you rest. That's his promise this morning. I'm going to tell you, I've had a lot more rest since the Lord gave me this scripture. I've just been, everything that comes up every day, practically, I'm thinking, Lord, I want to yoke with you. How would you do this, Lord? How would you have me do this? Lord, how would you react to this? Lord, what is your thoughts about this? Lord, I know that you're big enough, and I'm going to give it to you. You know, the Lord wants us to yoke with Him this morning. And He Himself has showed us the way. He's not asking us to do anything that He hasn't already done. You know, in Philippians 4, it says 4 and 6, it says, "Be careful for nothing." You know what that word means? It means in the Greek, Don't be anxious. In our language today, don't worry. Just don't worry. Don't be anxious. And he says here, the Lord tells us, to be anxious, don't worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, here it is again, and the peace of God which passeth understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The promise is with it, isn't it? If you'll bring it to me, I'll give you peace and I'll carry it. That's the promise to us. We're told all through the scriptures that the Lord, He'll bear our burdens. But we've got to take them to Him. You know, I think about this yoke. And I want to keep in mind, and let's look back a little bit at some of Jesus' life. Because Jesus was alive just like you and I are. He faced the daily struggles of life just like we do. He faced a lot of things, a lot of trouble come against him. He faced that with victory. Now, I want to look. A while back, I did a little study. I was like, Lord, I want to see how these things that happened in the past, Hezekiah, all those things where you fought for your people, how did they get a hold of you in that way? And the Lord's done many, many amazing things. I've seen it with my own eyes. But I want to know a little more about it. And so this morning, I think we can take a little look into what the Lord went through and how He did that. Do you know that He felt fear too?
Yes.
He did. And I want to read it. You know, wherever the strongest oxen goes, the other one goes too. If he's in the yoke. The Lord wants us to yoke up with Him, folks. Let's read where He went. And let's ask the Lord in our battles, Lord, where do You want us to go here? I want to know where You're going. Lord, I want to be in the yoke with You. And every step of my way, and all my decisions that I make, and ever since the Lord gave this to me, folks, I know this isn't going to be near as rich to you as it was to me. Because for weeks I have been feasting daily. Lord, what would You do? Lord, where is Your steps in here? Because I want to follow them. I believe that it'll bring me peace. I believe it'll bring strength to the situation. I believe that it will bring victory to every situation. You know, in Matthew 26... and 36, I'm glad that the scriptures tell things like it was. And they don't twist it and cover up everything. But you know, Jesus came to be crucified. Okay, He knew they were going to drive nails through His hands. He knew they were going to put thorns on His head. Jesus knew the prophecies. He knew what was fixing to happen to Him. He knew He was going to endure embarrassment and shame and disgrace in front of the whole world. And so when He came here, when it came time for that to happen in Matthew 26 and 36, it says, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. Let's yoke up with Jesus. We're going to have to leave the crowd sometimes. Lots of times. We're going to have to leave what we want to do. Now, Jesus had all power in heaven and in earth. He could have called legions of angels to deliver Him. But I'll tell you what He did. He went and prayed. Folks, whatever our situation is, this is what the Lord does. And He wants us to yoke with Him. He doesn't want us to try to bear all of our burdens on our own. He doesn't want us to manhandle things on our own. He doesn't want us to try to always use our senses on our own. that I just, you know, I know what I want to do. You know, I'm one of those people that I just know what I want to do. Well, you know what? That might not be what the Lord wants to do. So he said, it says here, instead of gathering a little army and defending himself here, he took a whole different approach. He went and he prayed. And here's what happened. And he took with him Peter, verse 37, and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. You know that Jesus felt like we do sometimes?
Yes.
He said, my soul is exceeding sorrowful. I mean, even unto death. I see what's coming. I know he was bearing the sin of the world. But I'll tell you what else he was bearing. The flesh that was going to suffer. And he said, tarry here and watch with me. And his friends didn't do that. But he did anyway. And he's calling us to yoke with him in our battles. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. I want to ask us this morning, is there anything that we would say to the Lord or just not say because we will? Is there anything that we would withhold and not say, not my will, but thine be done? This is the yoke that the Lord had. He was facing death. He was facing torture. He was facing all those things, embarrassment and shame and all this. And he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. You know, Luke says, there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Do you know that that's what happens when it's needed?
Yes.
Did you know if we need an angel, we'll have an angel if we step in step with the Lord. And I want us to catch two things today. Take my yoke on you. And let's walk in step with the Lord.
Yes.
Let's remember that little phrase, in step.
Yes.
Let's walk in step with the Lord.
Amen.
Folks, that's where the victory is.
Amen.
That's where the peace is. That's where we lay the block, the bricks that we heard about last night. When we're walking in step with the Lord, we lay those bricks. Because that's what the Lord does. That's what He wants us to do. He wants to give us peace. He wants to give us rest to our souls, to our life, to our mind even. And it goes on to say in Luke, this is 22 and 43 and 44, I'm coming back to Matthew here in a minute. So, and there appeared, let's see, and being in an agony. Now this was Jesus. This was Jesus. He was in an agony. You ever been in agony? You ever been in so much grief? You really just... I can remember one time in my life, especially in my young life, when I had to do something that... I had to take my mother to the hospital. I sat out there in the car and I cried uncontrollably. And I'm not really that kind of person. I don't just cry all the time. I can bear up to things. But I want to tell you something. Agony and grief and all those things, they can get big. Bigger than we are. Sometimes people lose their way over it. But if you take Jesus' way, He'll give you rest. If you take His way, He'll give you peace in place of it. That's what the Lord does. And so He says here, well, it goes on to say, and being in an agony, He prayed more earnestly, and His sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. I've never been in that kind of agony. His sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground. So Jesus was in a bind here. Physically, emotionally, He was in a bind. In fact, He was even at the point where He was asking His Father, Is there any other way this can happen? He wasn't telling him, I'm not going to do it. He was saying, Lord, is there any other way this can happen? If there isn't, I'll do it. I'll submit to all your will. You know, this morning, sometimes it's okay to pray that way. But always end it with, nevertheless, not what I want, but what you want. Because, Lord, I want to do it your way, and I want your will to be completely, completely done in my life. I want to walk in step with you. I don't want to get out of that yoke for a little bit so I can walk around this place. I want to walk right where you walk. I'll tell you, folks, if we'll do that, we'll find heaven one day. And I'll tell you, we'll have a lot more peace along the way. And we'll have a heart that doesn't condemn us. Thank the Lord this morning. So verse 40 here back in Matthew 26 where we left off. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep. Folks, you can't always depend on other people. They're not always going to walk with you through every battle. There's going to be places that we're going to have to just simply walk with the Lord alone. And it says here, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Peter, just a little bit here. This is my low point of my life. I needed a little help here. Watch and pray, he said to Peter, that you enter not into temptation. The Spirit indeed is willing. I know you're my friends. I know you want to help. I know you're weak. And so he just forgave it. He didn't hold it on him. And he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, thy will be done. Folks, we've got to have that attitude about every issue that comes up in our life. I'm not just talking about anxiety here today. I'm talking about the decisions we make in our life. I'm talking about the things that we come up against in our vocation, in our families, and the needs that we have. I will tell you, the answer is, let's pray, and then let's pray again. And then let's pray again until the Lord visits us with what we need. I want to tell you, there is a prevailing in prayer that the Scriptures tell us that the earnest, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That means something happens because they prayed earnestly and fervently that wouldn't have happened otherwise. That's what that means. And so this morning, let's take it to heart. This is how the Lord walked. Let's just get in step. All the way through our life, through everything. The hard decisions where we feel like, I'm going to die to myself. I'm going to die to everything. There isn't going to be anything left of me if I take God's way here. Stay in step. That's where the peace is and the victory. That's where the spiritual life comes flowing in. And so this morning, it says he went away the second time and prayed, saying, and I read that, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. I've had people ask me, you know, is it all right to say, you know, how do you pray? Do you pray the same thing? Folks, if you just simply have to say, Lord God, have mercy on me. We don't say it 1,000 times to get, you know, we've said this 1,000 times and now something's going to, we say it because our heart keeps calling out to God. Lord, have mercy on me. And you might say it a lot more than 3 times. But I want to tell you, let's take the place that Jesus took. Let's get in the yoke with him and simply ask him, Lord, where are you going with this? What do you want me to do here? I'm not asking to get out of something. I'm not asking for the easy route. Lord, I don't even want you to go over here where it's easy. I want to go to heaven. And Lord, I want you to deal with my children. So take us through what you have to. I give it all to you. Remember when we were young? That was one of my greatest and most fervent prayers. Lord, if I'm afflicted, and I meant this with all my heart and prayed it many times, Lord, if I'm afflicted, if I'm poor, if I'm rich, whatever situation you put me in, cause my family to be saved. That was my heart's desire. That's the way I prayed. I don't know how you pray, and you can do it however you want, but I want to tell you something. I want it the Lord's way.
Amen.
And He'll deal with you through some things. He'll let some things happen. I always thought when I was young, I hope this, this, and this. I see these people going through that. I hope it never happens to me. But you know what? I had to face those things head on. Because they came to me. Because the Lord brought them to me because I needed them. Our family needed them. Our children needed them. They needed those tests of faith. Don't waver in the place of what God wants you to do. Find out what it is. There's been times I didn't know what to do. Lord, what do you want us to do in this situation? I have no idea. But there's one thing that I prayed. I want your way. I want your way. That means I'll walk with you in step. I'm not saying I didn't make mistakes, but folks, let's walk with the Lord. Let's hook up with Him. Let's don't be afraid to put that mantle on. That's where the glory of God is. That's where the answers to prayer are. That is where the Lord works. I remember some time back, we was going to pray for someone. And I knew they were sick. And the devil tempted me. Don't go there. Then they're so sick, there's a good chance they're going to die. And you're going to be there, and this is not going to be good. But I want to tell you something. I wanted to walk where God wanted me to walk. And I said, okay, Lord, I knew I had to go. There wasn't anybody else to fill the slot at the time. And you know what? I got there, and the Lord answered prayer. One of those Ebenezers that I shall never forget. I'll never forget what the Lord did there. I want to tell you, I spent the night in agony. I spent the night for hours. I was praying, Lord, have mercy on us. What are we going to do? Lord, you see, this person is so sick. They're so under it. Lord, would you help us? You know, about partway through the night, past halfway, I suppose, the Lord finally let me know, get some sleep. I'll take care of it. I don't feel like He told me I'm going to do something special. He just let me know, I've heard your prayer.
Yes.
You know, when we walk with the Lord, He hears our prayers, folks. And you know what? The next morning, the Lord just answered prayer in the most marvelous way. In our desperation.
Yes.
Here Jesus was in His desperation. And He calls us to follow Him.
Yes.
And He calls us, He said, come unto me if you're laboring or heavy laden. Come to me if you don't know what to do. Come to me if fear is great and you don't know what to do. I just want to tell you, take God's way.
Yes.
Find out what that is. Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, that's all I want to know. What do you want me to do?
Yes,
and I want to tell you, God's faithful to tell us.
Yes,
God is faithful to reveal His ways to us if we really have a heart that says,
amen,
not my will, but thine be done. And that's a big deal, because just because we say it don't mean we mean it. Folks, the Lord knows when we mean it in our heart. Lord, I only want one thing, and that's your way. And so it says, and He came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And He left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh He to His disciples and saith unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, He is at hand that doth betray me. Do you want to know? Jesus had strength for the battle. Because God sent an angel.
Yes.
And he strengthened him.
Yes.
And he gave him what he needed to go through. All this morning, I want to tell you, I just want to share these few little thoughts with you. Don't let anything come to you and you get out of the yoke. Be careful to keep the yoke on. Because in our own minds, we can get out of the, we can take, you know, I'm just doing good here. I want to tell you, that yoke many times is a sacrifice.
Yes.
Great sacrifices. But I want to express the joy that follows those great sacrifices.
Amen.
The depths of faith that the Lord gives us that could not be gotten any other way.
Yes.
We must walk in that yoke.
Yes.
And in that step with the Lord if we want to find His ways. And so I encourage us this morning. I'm not going to try to go all the places that we could go with this. I trust the Spirit of the Lord will do that for us this morning. Let Him walk in your life. Ask Him daily. I've been asking Him multiple times a day sometimes, Lord, I want to walk with You in this yoke. I want You to reveal it to me. I've found that there's great victory that follows that. If we just live after the flesh or let the flesh have its way or take our own way, our own thoughts, we're going to miss the mark, folks. We've got to walk with the Lord. Let's ask Him what His yoke is. Let's study it. Let's study the Word of God. I really exhort everyone. You know, we do Bible studies. We do reading through the Bible. All those things. We do, don't we? But I'll tell you, one thing we need to make sure we do is read every word of God's Word. Read through it. Lord, if I only get one verse today and it fills my heart, that's enough. Because You've revealed to me a little more about Your yoke. Now, it's not exciting every day. But I want to tell you, study to show yourself approved unto God. Take time to be holy. Because if you don't, it'll prove itself out. If you don't, it'll prove itself out. You know, Luke 6 and 12 says, "And it came to pass in those days that He went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God." Jesus didn't do that every night. But you know what He did the next morning? What did He do?
He chose the
12 apostles. There was something special. There was a special burden there. And He followed that. And He was faithful to it. And in the morning, God was faithful to Him. It'll be this one. It'll be Peter. It'll be James. It'll be John. And He showed him all these ones, didn't He? I want to tell you, if you want victory in your life, get in the yoke.
Yes.
You might have to pray all night sometime.
Yes.
That'll be okay, won't it? You know, it says here, Jesus said, "I'm meek and lowly." Let me read that again, just the way it says it. "Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn of Me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Do you know that that's where Jesus goes? He said, "I'm meek and lowly in heart." Now, if you're going to get in this yoke with Me, you're going to have to be meek and lowly in heart. And you're going to have to pray it down until you have the victory to be meek and lowly. Is that all right? You're going to have to pray that victory down. You're going to have to pray the victory down that you need in your situation until the Lord helps you with it. You might have to fast. And you know what? If you're a diabetic and can't fast food, Fast what you like to do. Give something to God. It works. I believe that. It does. Give up your favorite things. Give up your reading the news. Give up whatever it is that you do. Give those things up and seek the Lord for a while. You know, when a person's meek and lowly in heart, it brings rest. Now, we can bend and try to put up with something, or we can get a hold of the Lord until He changes our heart. It's so opposite of being selfish and stubborn and angry. Did you know that we don't have a right to keep anger in our heart? We don't have that right. And so we got to do something with it.
Yes.
You know what the Lord does? He put it away, didn't He?
Yes.
And He tells us to put it away.
Yes.
That may take some grace.
Yes.
It may take getting in there in His in His yoke. And getting humble and low and fasting and praying if need be until the Lord changes our heart. Folks, we believe this because we've seen it. We've experienced these things. God wants to change our lives. He wants to help us with our needs. I don't know what time I got up here. I don't want to be long. But folks, I want to be careful to deliver to us the things that we can feed from.
Yes.
The yoke. Step in it. The bricks. Lay them. That's what the Lord wants you to do.
Yes.
He wants us to lay the bricks that we heard about last night in that message.
Amen.
And put them in place.
Amen.
He wants us to make the hard choices that makes us able to lay the bricks.
Amen.
Because they can't just go on anything. Big old hump on the ground, it's got to come off. Maybe it's the hard place the Lord was talking about where the roots couldn't go down. Maybe it's some unforgiveness. You know, there isn't any unforgiveness going to go. The Lord don't do that. He said, if you don't forgive, I won't forgive you. The Lord, God won't forgive you. So this morning, let's walk in the ways. You know, the Lord says, be careful for nothing. We read that. But by in everything, by prayer and supplication, and it goes on. And Jesus said, that word anxious, I want to emphasize what it means. Because this is a big deal, isn't it, in our life? It robs our victory, our peace, our hope. And that word is the same word where He says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. So that word, take no thought for your life, doesn't mean you don't think about tomorrow's duties. It means you don't worry about it.
Yes.
It means you don't worry that where is this going to come from? How is this going to happen? I'm going to put it on the Lord because it's His. I'm walking in step with Him. I'm in the yoke with Him. All the promises of the Bible are mine. When I walk with the Lord. So the Lord bless us today, whatever our load is. You remember the scripture that says, when He was reviled, He reviled not again. You remember it says, when He suffered, He threatened not.
Yes.
And I want to ask you, how's it in your home?
Yes.
How's it on your job?
Yes.
How's it in your situations? Do we need to go dig deeper? The Lord has grace for us, doesn't He? You know, enduring things from other people can bring a lot of grief. Did you know it can wrap us up in hatred and anger and ruin our lives? But the Lord brings rest. He brings peace from those things. It's a heavy load, folks, if we try to do it on our own. The Lord help us. You know, He tells us that He looks to this man. This is Isaiah 66:2. part of it. To this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. And the Lord says, you know what? I pay attention to him. He's yoked up with me. He's took upon him the humility of the Lord. And we begin to humble ourselves. And the Lord points out things. And, oh, Lord, you're going to have to help me there. I'm going to have to get down lower. I'm going to have to humble myself. Yes. Not easy, is it? I'm going to have to admit I was wrong. Yes. I may have to say I'm sorry.
That's right.
I may have to, you know, I may have to change my ways.
Yes.
You know, that's not easy on us. And there's so many other things that we could go to. But Jesus humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. We have a song that says, I saw the death I had to die, a death in which my heart did cry. The frightening waves my heart did chill, but I must yield, 'twas heaven's will. You know, this morning, our safety is in yielding. So I want to encourage us today, yield yourself to the Lord and yield your life to Him.
Yes.
Folks, we'll never mess up there. We'll never do wrong. Read the Beatitudes. I'm not going to spend much time at all there. But it says, blessed are the poor in spirit.
Yes.
Where are we at there? Are we humble in our spirit? Blessed are the meek. How do we sustain under injury? Do we lash back? Or do we humble ourselves and forgive? What did Jesus say when they were tormenting him on the cross? He said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. Well, what do you mean they didn't know what they do? They were ordering it to be done. They didn't know. They didn't have a revelation of Christ. Oh, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Get in step with the Lord.
Yes.
We let our affections go out where we want them to.
Yeah.
We let them go out to the things of this life, or we say, I'm not going to do that. I want the things of this life to make it possible that my affections can go out fully to the Lord's things.
Yes. Amen.
And He said, if you'll seek those things first, I'll add all these other things to you. You know, this morning, blessed are the merciful and the peacemakers and those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. You know, He says, you're the salt of the earth. Jesus doesn't want us to fit in all the time.
That's right.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Sometimes He wants us to be different. It adds a flavor
right.
that the Lord wants there to be in this world. So don't try to fit in every way.
Yes.
Try to be unobtrusive. Try not to be bold and ugly and hurtful in a carnal way. Try to be kind and gentle, because that's really the salt that we are. And He says here, if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It's thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. You know, Jesus didn't melt in, did He? He was quite plain
yes.
about where He was at.
Yes.
But He was not mean or ugly.
No, no.
And He healed everyone that would let Him.
Yes.
He wants us to be the same way.
Amen.
That means put the yoke on us.
Yes.
And let's let Him put it on. Let's put it on ourselves.
Yes.
Lord, let me get in this yoke.
Amen.
I want to walk with You.
Right.
I want to go to heaven. I don't care what the cost is.
Yes.
I know it's going to cost everything. And yet I'll have everything.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, the Lord bless us today. The Lord help us to be a people that's yoked with God.
Amen.
That's walking the way the Lord walks. Oh, I've been asking the Lord, like I say. I've said it several times. Every day almost. Lord, I want to yoke with You. Help me to know. Help me to know Your thoughts about this. Lord, help me to humble myself here. Because I need to humble myself.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
Don't you?
Amen.
Comes up something, I can't hurt one thing by humbling myself.
That's right.
That doesn't mean we don't say the truth in love.
Yes.
It doesn't mean we don't deal with things. It means we humble ourselves in the situation. It becomes unobtrusive that way. It becomes unoffensive.
Yes.
And it makes it possible for the Lord to do something really good.
Yes.
You know, He wants to do those things in our lives. We can change if we want to.
Yes.
But it won't come by gritting our teeth.
Right.
It's going to come by hooking in with the yoke. Humbling ourselves to the Lord, confessing our need, and putting in for it. And I've found that God is just who He said He was.
Yes.
You pray for me.